Episode 13, Investing in Corruption Prevention in Nonprofit Organizations. Technical Staff, April 22, 2024. Welcome to The Edge, Anti-Corruption, podcast series, brought to you by the American Anti-Corruption Institute, AACI. Our podcasts are designed to empower leaders and management within organizations to tackle fraud and corruption head-on. Today is April 22, 2024, and we're delving into the critical realm of investing in corruption prevention within nonprofit organizations. Fraud prevention is often championed as the prudent course of action, but do stakeholders, including board members, regulators, and partners, truly invest rationally in this endeavor? And if so, do they do so strategically and sufficiently? The answer to these questions lies within the complex interplay of regional and organizational dynamics. The extent to which a nonprofit entity invests in preventing fraud and corruption profoundly reflects its leadership's commitment to combating corruption. The foundational component of internal control, the control environment, outlined by COSO.org, underscores how the dedication of the board of directors, or its equivalent in the public sector, to integrity and ethical values significantly shapes an organization's internal control landscape. Thus, the effectiveness of internal control is intrinsically tied to the fight against fraud, corruption, and money laundering. However, why do many nonprofit organizations falter in allocating adequate resources to mitigate these risks? The crux of the matter. Every nonprofit organization grapples with pervasive corruption risks, often permeating various departments. Corruption risk, at its core, constitutes a business risk and necessitates treatment similar to other operational, market, or technological risks. We advocate for boards of directors, or their public sector and nonprofit counterparts, to consistently address the following pivotal questions. 1. What is the likelihood that the nonprofit organization harbors undisclosed instances of fraud and corruption? 2. Conversely, what is the likelihood that the nonprofit organization operates free from ongoing fraud and corruption, unknown to us? Though distinct, these inquiries are intertwined, demanding an understanding of both for effective resolution. Are stakeholders such as board members, CEOs, ministers, or central bank governors obligated to possess such insights? Undoubtedly. However, in numerous instances across developed and developing nations, these stakeholders likely lack this crucial understanding. The reasons behind this knowledge gap are multifaceted and extend beyond the confines of this discourse. Yet, envision the repercussions for a nonprofit organization's corruption risk landscape when its governing body lacks objective, timely, and reliable insights into its internal dynamics. We implore legislators and regulators to mandate anti-corruption literacy among board members and their equivalents within nonprofit organizations. Equipping them with the tools to address these critical questions is pivotal, empowering them to bolster the collective resolve against corruption. Thank you for joining us on today's episode. We encourage you to explore our earlier episodes for more insights into combating fraud and corruption. Please share this episode with all stakeholders to foster a culture of transparency and integrity within nonprofit organizations. Together, we can make a difference.